Hi, my name's Sean Chaylor. That guy over there, that's our friend Dan. And if you live in the Kansas City area and you've come to Planet Comic Con before, you've probably seen him. And then that guy down there, that's Chris Ford, a.k.a. the Objective Geek of YouTube and Twitter and Blue Sky and Stream something. There's a stream.
Also if you've seen, if you've been to Kansas City Planet Comic Con, you've probably seen me.
Also true. Also, give us some credit, Sean. What am I thinking? And welcome to Avatar The Last Podcasters. And so Dan's on today because we're going to do trivia. Dan's notorious for coming in real high in our annual trivia panel that we host at Planet Comic Con, which I'm going to moniker, Chris, the biggest non-celebrity panel at Planet Comic Con. Is that a fair, is that a fair statement? Is that overblown? Dan, you went mute.
Oh, you're
again.
On mute, man.
You, although it looks like you hit mute on purpose.
No, sorry. I went live on the TikTok and I just want to say hi.
Oh, sick. Yeah.
So, no, I've got both this going on with the dog in my lap.
Awesome. Awesome. Chris, are we the biggest non-celebrity panel at Comic-Con? Am I allowed to say that without stretching the truth? Is that fabrication?
I think so. I mean, and we've been to plenty of them. Like the last one we went to, was one of the smaller rooms was like creators of Batman that I know. And they talked about Batman. And the room was pretty full, and that one had. But those are technically celebrities.
I would put those in the D tier. I don't know what the tiers are. They might be a lower tier celebrity.
They were probably like B or C tier in terms of comic books.
If Z tier is actively off the grid, and then like Y tier is a regular person, and then I consider us whatever the ZY X, are we X tier? Anyway,
I'll go with R.
We're R tier. I like that. T tier. We're T tier. Sounds good. Got a nice ring to it. But Dan, thanks for joining us for today because Avatar, I'm already blank. Trivial Pursuit. I couldn't think of the name. Avatar Trivial Pursuit just came out and these two guys got it. And we're going to do some trivia on the show. But first, before we do that, Dan, Chris likes to interrogate all of our guests. And there are there's correct and incorrect answers. Don't disappoint him. Don't disappoint him.
Nothing too major.
All right. Chris, I'm ready.
I'm going to say that I haven't wanted to get Dan on for a while now, and I wanted to do like a trivia thing, but also I knew because Dan was there. Dan, I think, was the first person we saw when we did trivia that first year.
He was wearing a Sokka.
Right?
No, Nuptuck was last year. Sokka was 2 years ago.
It was Sokka? Was Sokka the first one?
No, Sokka is my newer one. I've worn that the last couple of years, but Nuktuk was the first one.
Yeah.
Dang.
And that's like the first cosplay I wore.
I'm already bad at trivia. I can't even remember stuff.
I just remember, Sean, me and you being like, all right, if we get, because we didn't know how many people were going to come. It was our first year doing trivia. And we were like, all right, even if like 7 people come, like I hope we got enough prizes for those 7 people. And we've been cool with that. We've been great with it because it's like, hey, 7 people join us.
We
talk about
actively decided how to divide up. We're like, I think we can divide the prizes up. We had like 9 to 10 people that were like, we can divide the prizes up, make sure that all 10 people get something.
Yeah, if there was only 10, and then we go to our car, we go get the prizes, and then we walk back, and we see this line outside the door, and then I believe we walked up to you first, Dan, and was like, is this the line for Avatar Trivia? And you're like, yeah.
Because we've like, met him already, right? We had bumped into him earlier in the day, taking a photo.
I got in line like an hour early. I was with my girl. I was like, hey, come on, it's time to get in line. And she's like, it doesn't start from I don't care. We've got to be first in line. I want to be in the front row of this. You know, like, I could search on a Sunday. I wanted to be there right away. And we're standing there and people are lining up and they're like, and yeah, I remember asking like, you know, what questions, you know, like, is it gonna be based on just Avatar? Is it gonna be Legend of Korra? Is it gonna be the comics, the novels? And the first person asked like, oh, I hope it's really just on the main show. That wouldn't be fair if it's on the comics, because I haven't read those. I'm like, but it's based, I hope it's based on the entire universe. And she's like, I don't. I'm going to be nervous.
My own That's wife right. wouldn't wait on me 10 minutes outside of a store before she'd be like, he can call Lyft. He waited out there for an hour. For an hour. It's amazing. All the
things I did not want to be alone.
Fantastic. Funny.
Sometimes I feel so bad, but also vindicated when I do those questions. And like, I'll ask a question and just get moans from the crowd. Like, oh, like, what is this question? And I was like, hey, you guys should, I don't know, it's banned out. But you know, you got to have those questions though. But I want to give a shout out. Yeah, I want to give a shout out to Dan. Dan, you've won how many?
Three of the four,
yes.
Have we done it four times?
I think so, Sean. Yeah.
Holy smokes. Nice.
I know.
So we've done it four times, and we probably went together like six times, seven times, something like that.
Yeah. I think we've been maybe.
Yeah. Sick.
But yeah, Dan, and I will say this. I consider myself in like the top 1% of Avatar trivia or something like that. Like, and I would consider, just from knowing Dan, he's in that same type of tier. And so I've always been curious.
I put you in the same bucket.
Yeah. So I've been curious, like, could I actually beat Dan in a, like, sure. Like, maybe you didn't get all the answers right. And I say that you got like 99% of them right. You probably only missed like three throughout the whole entire 4 years. But I often think to myself, like, could I actually beat Dan in trivia? But also knowing it'll be hard for Sean to make trivia. So this Trivia Pursuit is perfect.
It saves me from having to hurt myself.
I'm pretty excited for it. I've gone through and read some of the cards. And they all seem to be based on just the original series. So I hope as we get in further in them, we've got some Legend of Korra, some comic book, and maybe even some novel questions.
Yeah.
You know, Trivia Pursuit's usually pretty narrow, though, is it? Like, I'll be a little bit surprised if it branches out a lot, right? Isn't it usually kind of strict, I guess?
Strict. I have a feeling it's just Avatar, but... I've got it for
Harry Potter, and I think it's I think it's very literally like the Harry Potter movies, like even to the point of trivia dissension between movies and books.
I play that, and there are some book movies, and there are some book answers and some movie answers.
Movie answers and books.
I think it's right over there. All right, but questions. Speaking of questions, questions for Dan.
Interrogation, Dan? Not trivia.
Yeah, Dan, right. What is the element that you would bend? If I had to guess, this is always fun to do.
Dan's a firebender.
Now I'm going, I'm going Earth.
Okay.
I mean, he should be Earth. Now, Earth is the best.
As we all know, bending is based a lot on what season you're born in.
Okay.
I was born in the summer, so by birth, I would be fire. If I had my choice, I would be air, because they are just so much calmer, and I'm not a calm person, but I also couldn't give up bacon. That'd be so hard. Mm. Personality-wise, I'm definitely earth. Definitely earth. It's not even close with the other ones. Secondary would be fire, but it's pretty far behind what earth is. All right, what's the next question?
Giving up bacon would be really tough.
Oh, it would be. Like, don't ask me to do that and cheese.
Oh, cheese? Gosh.
You know, it feels like, are airbenders vegan or vegetarian? There's a trivia question. I assume
they're just vegetarian. Aang said he's just vegetarian. Also, they make those cakes.
Yeah, man, I think they're good with the cheese.
Yeah,
and there was that egg custard in The Great Divide. They are vegetarian.
Yes, yeah, so you got the cheese. You're fine. Well, it's not fine. I still want bacon.
Bacon in the cheese would be preferred.
Ideally.
What are the questions to ask, Sean? That's the main question. I'm sure you want to ask.
It might just be that one. I might be conflating that last time we had Barry on, so we did both sides of like which Harry Potter house are you in which. Dan, what Harry Potter house are you? I'm gonna get. Hold on. Now that we know Earth, ooh. I'm gonna guess you are a Gryffindor. You're a Gryffindor.
That would have been my guess also.
All right, you're both guessing Gryffindor.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Okay, I'm a Hufflepuff.
Okay, we're alive.
That seems at odds with being an earthbender / possible firebender, doesn't it? Does it seem backwards?
I don't know. I've asked that question in some Avatar groups and a couple of Harry Potter groups, you know, what house and element they are. And I find a lot of earthbenders are Hufflepuffs. We're very helpful.
Huh. The Midwestern of the Avatar universe. That's what that is. Oh, all right, you know what, Chris? We've never asked this one before, but just because it brings me fond memories. Dan, Star Trek or Star Wars?
Okay.
The room just exploded.
I have never seen a single episode of Star Trek.
Okay. Any of the movies?
I have seen the new ones with like Chris Pine and stuff.
Okay.
And Zoe Saldana. Mm-hmm. I think I've got to go Star Wars. I like the lightsabers quite a bit. And A New Hope was honestly probably the first nerd movie I watched, unless you consider Jurassic Park.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think I consider Jurassic Park, right? Dinos, that's a nerd thing, I think. That's a nerd culture.
Yeah.
But
that's the first movie I remember seeing in theaters back in 93.
I think my parents claim that my first movie, they claim they took me to TMNT in 1990. Obviously, I cannot remember that, but that's a good start for nerd movies. That's a good start. Chris, I just looked up and you were gone. Are you alive? Did you pass out?
No, I just want to go grab something to put my cards on. So I can easily.
I think that's enough interrogation for one day. Are you guys ready to start this? Chris, do you want to explain how you're going to have these rules go?
So we're not playing Trivia Pursuit like on the game board. We're just going to take the cards. And the first one, depending on how fast this goes, I would say maybe to 15. 15 questions correct wins. So both me and Dan have the game. And so we'll be asking the questions to each other. And then we just take turns, ask questions to Sean. And also we'll roll for, or it'd just be easier if I ask the questions to Sean. Yeah, just to make it simple. And we'll roll for you also, Sean.
Okay.
Or no, we'll roll for the, what's the best way? Because we can't really see each other's dice. Not that it really matters. There are categories.
Well, I think just roll for yourself. Yeah.
Okay. The categories are, green is nations of the world, yellow is characters, orange is elements and bending, pink or magenta is Avatar lore, blue is plot lines, and purple is my cabbages. And so those are the categories. I'm so tired of the cabbage man. He's way overhyped. So tired of that.
What?
Way overhyped. Absolutely. Overrated. Foamy mouth,
you know,
guy is
just
better.
Just because he has his own category, that doesn't necessarily mean they're looking on him as a good character. You know, they just.
I'm over it. He also has his own book. He has his own pop. Character. I'm over the Cabbage Man.
So, Foaming Mouth Guy was actually the first Avatar character I wanted to cosplay. I thought that'd be so easy, like some blue sweats, a blue sweatshirt, or you know, and like a blue robe on top of the sweatshirt, and I thought. You know, just like spray some whipped cream in my mouth whenever I see someone cosplays the Avatar and just go crazy. That was the first Avatar cosplay I wanted to do. And then somehow I ended on Nuck Tuck.
Crisp, effective. How about that? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. All right. Death goes first. You can roll, then I will ask you a question. So yeah, we'll play. Sean, are you good with keeping score if that's possible?
Sure. So we're just going points that get right?
Yes. You get a question, you get a point right. Okay. Should there be any stealing? Like if the person gets it wrong? No, because then...
Oh, yeah. Yes. I like that
just,
idea.
Just pass it on right. to the next person. Maybe just one time of steal, or well, I guess you could go to both. Why not? Why not?
Well, if the person right. asking the question, they would know what so the
just,
right answer is.
Yeah, okay,
is.
Just one time. That's going to create a disadvantage because I won't ever be asking the question. But I'm also the least likely to win the contest, so it doesn't bother me.
Let's do.
Trivia is not a strong suit. Again, effort in here.
Let's each get 3 steals to potentially do, and you'll get that point.
Okay.
Because I don't. Right. I like that stealing. All right, roll them, Dan.
I rolled it. I got blue.
Blue. Okay. It's fine. I was about to hold up the card and read the other and have the other side show. Blue, what does the boulder first... Wait, I'm sorry. Let me start this over. Who does the boulder first defeat in the earthbending tournament Aang sees? The answer is Big Bad Hippo. 1 for Dan. Good job. That one actually would have been a little tough for me. I didn't. All right, Sean, you want to go?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. That's a bad roll. Also blue. Oh, it's so easy. Sorry. What punishment is Aang supposed to receive when declared guilty in the town of Chin?
They sent him to death?
More specific, because there was... Oh, let me also preface by saying, if we come to, like, an agreement that an answer is right over the answer what they said here, I think we can overwrite what's in Trivial Pursuit. But we can be the judges for that.
They don't have a podcast. We do.
Yeah, it's like us telling Uno how to play Uno.
Yeah.
I
don't have a better answer than sentence to death. That's my best crack. So, Dan, if you got it, steal away, man.
Oil and oil.
Boil and oil. I don't have to look at it.
Boil and oil.
Boiled.
Nice.
Gosh, Dan's already up.
Is a steal for Dan? See, you'll have to make you'll have to make Dan read some of my questions so that you get the opportunity to steal.
That is true.
Chris. You two just have to alternate.
Yeah.
Online. Okay.
All right, Chris, you roll.
Oh yeah, I gotta roll. Roll to yellow.
Alrighty. Got the card. When Aang finally sleeps before the invasion, who does he dream of as they face off?
Ozai.
Yep.
Okay. Great. I was like, that's an easy one. Some of these are going to be so easy.
They are. I feel like we should go more than 15, maybe 20 or 25. Because in the contest, aren't you guys have 25 questions?
Let's go. I'll probably go based on time, realistically. Like, essentially 30-ish more minutes from now, I think is probably the wisest approach just to avoid guessing.
All right. It's purple. Dan's turn. Sorry. Purple. Okay. What names do Sokka and Katara use while in disguise at the Fire Nation school?
Sapphire and Wangfire.
Yeah. I don't even have to look. Yep.
It's beautiful.
I just love the way Katara plays off. Hi, I'm Sapphire. Just...
Sapphire fire, and Wang fire, fire. Yeah, that's great. Dan, roll for me and ask me a question so Chris has a chance to steal.
Yellow. All right, I gotta pick a different card. 1 second.
We might also, so, you know, if we go a certain length, we might end up like increasing the number of steals as well. You know, we cross that bridge if we come to it.
Who does Katara suggest Hama use her feminine charm on to get free Komodo sausages?
Oh my gosh. That's a tough one.
Well,
specific name?
I don't know about a specific name. I know it's a sales guy in town, but I don't know the name. I got nothing. In-town salesman. Chris, you want to attempt to steal?
Well, there's Doc.
You have to decide. You got to decide if you want to try to steal.
Doc works at the dock. And Shu works at the thing.
He's
Doc
on a completely different episode.
Yeah, that's Painted Lady.
You're right. Yeah, that's me.
But you got to decide if you want to steal before you get to try to answer.
I'm not stealing. I don't know that guy's name.
The answer is Mr. Yao. And may I say, I wouldn't have gotten that one either. I would have said the shopkeeper.
Yeah. No, that's kind of wild. Yeah, shopkeeper.
That might be the I wouldn't even have that question. Like, who knows the name of this random character who I don't think, I'm sure they said his name or would have been
probably
in there. But
twice, you know?
I'm pretty sure. Said it once.
So now, Dan, I think you're asking Chris now, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Yep.
All righty.
Chris, roll him.
Oh, dang it. I always forget. I got to roll. You know, purple.
Yeah,
I
say whatever's easier.
Purple. Which one?
Purple.
All right. The day of the invasion, Aang wakes saying he slept like a baby, or what baby creature?
I slept like a baby. Oh my gosh. I slept like a baby. Baby koala bear? A koala? Dang. I slept like a baby koala. Is koala otter a thing? I'm going with koala otter.
Okay. Koala otters are a thing. They're shown in the North Pole when they first get there. What is that? Book 1, Chapter 18, Master Waterbender. They're shown just outside the...
Or a baby moose lion? My answer is koala otter, but... What's the answer?
It's not that. Sean, do you want to steal?
I'll try moose lion, Chris. That's the first thing that came to my mind. I'll try moose lion.
Sean with the steal.
Moose lion.
Chris for Dan, and then Chris for me, I believe.
All right, Dan, what color we got?
Nice.
Let me put the card back. Another purple.
Okay. Who pretends to be Aang's parents when he gets in trouble at the Fire Nation school? Let me just put that down. It's ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Wang and Fire and Sapphire. Do you want me to of show all the their real name?
Well, their real names.
Wait, no, you know. That's...
Yeah. The thing I'm mad about is that was the exact question before.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Those two are too connected.
And I shuffled my cards, interestingly enough.
Chris, roll for me, if you would.
All right. Color is... magenta or pink. The question is, what spirit does Aang claim is a close personal friend while chasing the Painted Lady?
What spirit is a close personal friend of mine? Close personal friend of mine. Painted Lady. I don't know the answer, but I'm going to give an answer because that's free. So I'm just going to say Ko, just to give an answer.
Dan, do you care to steal? What?
Goodbye. Yeah. Black and white spirit.
Okay, nice.
Yep.
Nice.
Think what? Dan, what is Dan up? He has five.
He's got five. We have one.
I got one. Yeah, oh my gosh.
you had a really hard question. I mean, that you know, what does Aang said he slept like? That was a hard one.
Yeah, the shopkeeper one, that's crazy. But whose turn is it?
Dan asking Chris.
Yes, okay.
Oh, okay. Well, I gotta, you got to roll.
Keep yellow.
Yellow. What is the name of the innkeeper who finds Team Avatar in the forest and brings him to her inn?
Oh, okay. It's Hama.
Yep. Yep, okay. There you go.
We got to shuffle these cards better, man.
Or they should have expanded out the Legend of Korra and stop asking the same questions about this. There's 61 episodes. Yeah, I think 61.
Yeah, 61.
And there's 600 questions. So that means there's, on average, 10 questions per episode.
Enough. There's enough questions. That was it.
Yeah.
Dan, hit me.
Wait, is it your turn?
Yeah, Dan asking me.
Okay. While firebending training, what exercise does Zuko tell Aang to perform 10 of every time he hears a badger frog croak?
I don't know. I'm going to say a deep breathing exercise. I don't know.
I will steal this. I know that's wrong. I believe it's a hop squat.
Hop squat. Yeah.
That feels acceptable. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, that feels acceptable to me. Dan, you okay with... Yeah, excellent. See, Chris, you made up some ground real quick there.
Yeah. All right, Dan, what color you got?
Yellow.
Yellow. Ooh, it might be a hard one. Who is the leader of the Earth King's Council of Five? Who is the leader of the Earth King's Council of Five?
I know it's not the General of the Wall. I'll admit I don't know this guy's name. I know exactly when the guy is named, but I don't remember his name.
All right. His name is General Howe. Yeah, I wouldn't have gotten that one.
No,
that's a toughie.
Write that one down for next Comic-Con. That's a it's a good obscure guy.
Yeah, I got purple.
Purple.
Oh no, Chris, you got to ask mine first. Oh, yeah.
My bad. Oh, okay. Look,
read me a purple one. Read me a purple. Okay, that's fine. Bad.
Sean, you got purple.
Perfect.
What does Iroh say is the key to giving good advice? And tea. What does Iroh say is the key to giving good advice and tea?
Man, why can't I get the Hama question? I'm gonna guess to let it sit for a while. That's a guess.
Dan, are you wanting to
I'm going to suggest that we raise the steel cap to at least 5, because I don't want to cap Dan now and then regret it later.
Yeah.
So let's say at least 5 for the moment. So Dan, if you're feeling stealing, go ahead.
Old age and time.
I would accept that it's proper aging.
Proper aging. Okay.
Yes. Sean's was close. It's missing the
right substance. Aging, though, yeah. But yeah. Age is the key word there.
Yeah.
All right, now Chris, rolling for yourself today for Dana. Yes.
Color is orange. I don't think we had an orange one yet.
I don't either. I think that's green. And green? Have we had a green yet?
Okay. Zuko leaves it. Excuse me. Zuko leaves a note for Aang to practice 20 sets of what while he is gone?
We just did that question, right?
It's very similar. It's another parallel, right?
Hold on. Surely the first one, hot... That's when Sokka and Zuko went off to get to the Boiling Rock. This one is when Zuko went off with Katara.
Interesting. Okay.
Okay.
When Zuko leaves with Katara, Aang, make sure you... I don't even remember him telling him to practice. Because... Wait. Because they just have that conversation about vengeance. I'm going to say hot squats again. Wait. Breathing fire? No, there's no breathing fire. There's nothing. I'll just say hot squats. Even though I know it's wrong.
Sean, would you like to steal?
I wouldn't even know what to guess, so no, I will decline.
Okay. I wouldn't have gotten this one right neither. Fire fists.
Fire fists.
Oh, the
okay.
Deadpool 2 guy. Nice.
You stop at the fist or go all the way up the arm?
Gotcha, kid.
All right, I think Dan's turn.
Dan's rolling for, or yeah, Dan's yep. asking me now. Dan just asked that one. So, Dan, if you'll roll for me.
Oh, it's your turn. Okay. Purple. So, let's see. From what island do ash bananas come from?
Ash bananas? I mean, I'll guess... I mean, I'm just going to guess Ember Island, but I was taking a shot.
Chris, you want to try on this one?
I do not. I have a guess. My guess would have been like the Eastern Air Temple or something like that, but I'm not trying to steal.
Hinghua Island. I don't know where ash bananas are even referenced in the show.
That's got to be different universe or different media stuff, right? Yeah. Like that's completely unfamiliar.
How is that island spelled?
Hinghua, H-I-N-J, okay. Or sorry, G, not J.
Okay.
And then space W-A.
Yeah, there's some tough questions.
Island. Yeah, I don't think that's referenced in any books or any part of the show.
I didn't even heard the term.
That might be a Yang Chin.
Might be a cookbook novel. Thing. I don't know.
Might be. I haven't read all the way through them yet. All right, is it my turn now?
Yes. Roll for Chris color. To ask you.
Orange.
What type of bending does Aang half jokingly suggest he might use against the Fire Lord to bind him? That is correct. Glue bending.
I've got Dan 7, Chris 3, Sean 1, and Chris rolling for Sean.
I got a green.
Hold on. Sean, didn't you go just before me? Yeah, because you got Hang like Wong.
It does feel like that, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think it's Chris's turn.
Chris, I think roll so. For Chris. Oh, you're right.
All right. Green.
Green. What type of expensive books does Sokka like?
Ooh. Oh my gosh, I gotta think of the name of the freaking type of book. It's a book with a bunch of maps in it.
I'll accept that.
Okay, can I think of the? Oh my god, Atlas. Yeah. Well, you said you'll said. I'll stop while I'm ahead.
Yeah.
Atlas. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
See, you got there. You got there.
Yeah. There. All right. Now it's your turn, Sean.
Yeah, I think Chris is rolling for me this time. I think.
Yeah. You got orange. The question is. What last type of bending move does Zuko teach Aang before the comet's appearance?
Last type of bending move. So, does he try to show him how to redirect lightning? I'm going to say that. I'm going to say he tries to show him to redirect lightning.
Yes. Neat. Redirecting lightning is correct.
So now Dan's
I was
question.
Ready for that one. I got orange again.
Orange. I feel like he'll get this because it's a true or false question. True or false? Aang wants to wait until after the comet's appearance to fight Fire Lord. You said what?
True.
Yes, true.
Man, true or false questions should be outlawed in every medium.
I wouldn't have had that question because I think that question doesn't denote the time. Because at one point, Aang does want to fight him before the comet. And then at another point, he wants to fight him after the comet. See, me creating my questions. Because then I know people will be like, oh, but that's not really true. That's not 100% true. But
He showed the essence before the summer solstice. And the comet comes like a day before or after the solstice?
I don't recall. That itself is a good trivia question. The what's the gap in there? Chris, we should be taking notes.
Oh, no, there's definitely some questions that I'll be using. Sean, it's your turn? Right? And I'm asking?
Chris, no, I think it's your turn again.
Oh, okay. Gosh, so confusing. Yeah, I rolled a yellow.
Who invites Azula and her friends to a party after their day at the beach?
His name is Chan. Chan? Yeah, I don't know the other guy's name, though. What is his name? I don't know the other guy's name. I feel like I have to. My only answer is Chan, and I don't know the other guy's name.
I think I'd give 1 out of 10. Dan, what do you think?
Well, I'm reading the question. I can't answer that.
No, if you're okay, if you're, what's your level of acceptance of the answer?
I'll accept that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll definitely accept that.
My guess is Lee.
Chan Lee. There are a million Lees.
Yeah. That's what I'm going off of.
Ranjan, basically.
Ranjan! Oh, my gosh.
The surf shop Ranjan. Guy. Ranjan. Nice.
Ranjan is such a, non-name that I don't really hear in the Avatar universe that sounds out of it. But
I can remember because it sounds like Chad, and he is a Chad.
Yes, that's how I remember it also.
He is that guy. Okay, now it's my turn, but I gotta be honest, I don't remember whose turn it is to read it. But I keep telling Chris, Sean, Dan.
Okay. That's order. Chris, Sean. All right.
Chris rolled for me last time. Dan roll for me.
You got magenta.
Lovely.
What was actually the sacred orb from the Jan Jin and Zhang's legend? Or Don Jin and Zhang's legend.
It was a ball.
Yep.
See, I feel like, though, that question isn't a true... I feel like that's not the real answer. I feel the answer is, the Aang says it's a ball, but it's not really a... But he was lying.
Because it's a nothing. It's a nothing. Chris,
you still got it right. Chris, I'm just saying that.
Let's take
as a person who makes questions for trivia. I am honestly disappointed by Trivial Pursuit's some of these questions because there's way too much gray area in some of them.
Dan, my job before my current job is I worked at an agency that built questions for certifications, like for professional certifying bodies. And I gotta agree with Chris. It's weird how these little things. But I was like, I get how that's correct, but is it the most correct?
I get that because it's like there's other ways to answer this. Like it, with that question, just this was a lie. He admits it was a lie.
All I would have to say is in Aang's retelling of the story, right? They just need that little bit of extra.
That's what. Yes,
the extra clarity.
Put that qualifier on there.
Yeah. But, such a true false question. I would throw every true false question out of every window in every format. No patience. Anyway, that's previous job diatribe coming through here. All right, so I answered that one. So that means it's Dan's turn to answer a question.
I just want to say we got, the Lost Adventures and the Tales of Team Avatar, that are just a bunch of small comics of random adventures. I wish one of those would have been what really happened between Wei Jin and Jin Wei. Ooh. Like, I feel that was a missed opportunity. We need to know what happened in that.
Avatar, The Great Divide.
And then you open the book, there's just one page of the book. It's like nothing. It's just a made-up story. And then you close the book, and then you're done. It's a red herring.
$9.99.
Be sure to rent that one before you buy it. Spoiler alert.
I've spent more on less.
Fair enough.
Okay. All right, Dan, what color you got?
Blue.
How long does the eclipse last?
8 minutes.
That would have been my guess. 8 minutes.
Nice.
Sean, did you know that?
I had no idea.
Okay.
I got Dan at 9, Chris at 5, Sean at 3.
For that one, I remember the 2017 eclipse that came right through the western part of Nebraska and is like only 8 minutes.
Yeah, I was in Clinton, Missouri when it came across, and that was right in line. But it is...
I think the next one is in 2026.
Oh, it's faster than I would have expected. It is Chris's
question. 17, we had a Farhenge in Nebraska.
Nice.
Which is like Stonehenge, but with Cadillacs.
Naturally. As one does with Cadillacs.
I got purple.
Truckhenge is near Topeka, Kansas, Chris. If you get bored someday, Google Truckhenge.
I won't get that bored.
There's a car hinge?
It's like
what kind of?
It's like car hinge, but it's regular pickup trucks. And it's an old stoner who hosts like random garbage concerts out in a pasture and gets in trouble with the law a lot.
That's my kind of thing, right there.
Truckhenge. Google it.
All right, you got purple, Chris?
Purple? Yes.
Okay. In his ghost story, whose blade does Sokka say is haunted?
Ooh, the blade of... Oh, my gosh. I want to say... Oh, gosh. I know it's not Wing Fire, but... The blade of... Oh, my gosh. I'm trying to blank because they're telling our tribe stories. The Blade of Wong Fei. That's my answer.
Okay, Sean, I'm going to need your help on whether we're going to accept that one. Because he does say it very high-pitched. The correct answer is Wing Fun.
Wing Fun.
He's got the spirit of it. We mispronounce things all the time. So I think I'm okay with the generous pronunciation range.
Simply because Sokka, you've got the music going on, the woo woo.
Yeah.
And Sokka's just as enthusiastic as he can be, looking for any reason to wave that sword around and get super high pitched. It's a little hard to understand.
I think we're pretty generous with like the pronunciation during our trivia sessions too. So I think I'm in. I think I'm in for it. Yeah. I definitely wasn't going to steal it, that's for sure. I think it is Chris's time to roll and ask me a question, if I'm not mistaken.
All right. Roll a green.
Chris, you got 6 points, by the way.
Thank you. For what fun purpose did Aang and Bumi use the Omashu delivery system?
I'm going to call it slides, but what it really looks like to me is bobsleds.
I would have accepted anything from roller coaster. Sliding.
It's a bobsled.
Slide.
It's an Earth Realm bobsled team.
Yeah. You got
the rhythm, feel the ride, get on up. It's Rocky Slide time.
Hell yeah, let's go.
How's your lucky egg?
What a very okay movie full of several above and below average moments. I probably watch it once a year.
I'll watch it again if it's got John Candy.
Yep. Amen. Amen. Dan,
Dan's turn. Yeah.
I got green. I haven't gotten green yet tonight.
Green. Oh. Which Earth Kingdom city did Aang visit 100 years prior to see his friend Bumi?
I feel like I need a different question from this one because they just answered it. Omashu.
How many times have we hit like back-to-back questions like that, though? That's kind of...
I need to shuffle these better. Maybe they... I don't know. But yeah, that's absolutely true. I didn't even look at the back of it.
Chris's question from Dan.
Oh, can I get another question? That one was answered in the previous question.
I mean, I'm down for it if you are yet to. I'll subtract that and we'll get you.
That doesn't feel nice to me.
Too easy.
That one doesn't feel right. Okay, good. I got a good shuffle that time, I think. Okay.
I hope it's like, who is
what
Bumi?
Do they say? What do they say in the Fire Nation instead of stay cool?
Flame yo. Stay hot.
What is your final answer? What do they say in the Fire Nation instead of stay cool?
I'm going with stay hot.
The answer is stay flaming.
Stay
flaming. Okay.
Stay flaming.
That interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
I
missed that one.
Dan, any contesting?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Dan, appeals accepted here. Otherwise, it's Chris's turn.
I accepted. I missed it.
Okay, cool. Green. We're very honorable here.
Well, it's because the stakes are so high.
Stakes are so high.
Pride.
Wait, this is your first trivia where there's no contest.
I see pride. I see power. We don't get to make multiple Cool Runnings references per episode very often.
Did we rule out true or false questions?
No, I was just complaining. I think they're fair game here. I think that's fine. I'll say no steals on true or false questions.
that's a fair rule right there. That's a fair rule. Yeah.
I would like to steal.
True or false? In the Fire Nation, important messages are tied with the red ribbon.
Ooh. Gosh, that sounds really familiar. It's actually not that easy of a question of thought. And it's tied with a red ribbon. I'll say true.
Dang.
Nope. False. They're tied with a black ribbon.
No kidding.
Oh, black ribbon.
See,
okay.
I thought the red herring was that it's going to be red wax instead of a red ribbon. I thought that's where the...
Oh, and Lavelle's promotion came through with a black ribbon.
Oh. Well, that wasn't that important. Screw that guy. Dan, would you roll for me and ask a question?
I just want to say, like, in Braving the Elements in Season 1, they kept calling him General Zhao and stuff, and that bothered me so much. A few months ago in Denver, I got to meet Dante Bosco again for, like, the third time, and went to get a picture with him, Michaela Murphy, Greg Baldwin, Mae Whitman, and Admiral Zhao. I can't think of his name right now, but it's like, huh?
Jason Isaacs?
Yes, thank you. Said, Mr. Bosco, Zhao is an admiral. He's not a general. He's an admiral. He's with the Navy, not the Army. He's an admiral. And Isaacs looks at him, you were calling me a general? I thought that was funny.
They don't have to subscribe to our earthly rules of militia rank, you know? So we're at 50 minutes recording.
No, he never made general. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Sean.
We're at 50 minutes recording of the recording time. That won't be the final like production length, but 50 minutes of recording time. So let's say 10 more minutes. I've got Dan at 9, Chris at 6, Sean at 4. Chris and I have used one steal each. Dan's used 3, which currently I think we've suggested capping at 5 at this point.
Yep. All right, so we got time for more questions.
Yeah, Dan's asking me this time, I believe.
All right, you got yellow. What does Sokka add to his landscape painting that annoys P and Dao?
I should know this because I love this whole episode so much. What does he do to landscape painting? Is the sun smiling? I don't think it's that. That's my guess, though. That is my final answer. It's like the sun has a smiley face. It's a silly accoutrement.
I'm going to steal.
you are so ready to steal. Like,
yeah, I caught myself in the camera. Like, gosh, why am I looking devilish over there? He added a rainbow. Because Pian Dao goes, you added a rainbow. Mm. Yeah.
Is that okay? But I feel like this is misleading. Pian Dao wasn't annoyed by it, was he?
No.
He
just thought it was...
Annoyed is a weird word for that, but, you know, it's fine.
Yeah, he was like, hopefully okay with it.
Dan's turn for a question. Right. He was questioning of it. That's...
I got another orange.
So glad you didn't. The green question here is stupidly easily. I'm going to read you the green question real quick. And what nation is Aang born? What the heck?
That's gross.
Is what can Aang extend from his staff to help him fly?
Wings and a tail fin.
Yeah. Yeah. It says glider wings. Yeah.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
My turn, correct?
Uh-huh.
Yes. All right, blue. I don't think I've had blue yet.
It's been a minute since any of us has rolled a blue.
Blue. Who lies to Ozai and tells him Zuko has killed the Avatar?
Oh, that's easy. Azula.
Yep.
Azula always lies. Chris asking Sean. Thank you. Orange. The question is, what massive Fire Nation weapon does Quinn claim is impervious to any earthbending attack?
The drill?
What massive fire... Yes. Man, I knew that. I don't know why I had turned over. That is correct.
Okay. So, right. My turn.
Yes.
Blue.
Lord Sozin harnessed the power of what celestial event to start the war?
We'll go from questions like what was the shopkeeper's name that said one time to what's the glider and this?
Can I get a Aang, different one?
What nation is Aang born in? Sure, if you want.
I need a different question.
I find it weird they call him Lord Sozin and not Fire Lord Sozin. That's interesting.
That's uncomfortable to me. Lord Sozin? That's weird.
All right, this one's a little harder one that I think I might know the answer, but I'm not sure. What is the name of the cat gator who is almost family to the Foggy Bottom Swamp Tribe?
It's like I can hear him saying it, but I can't.
Blue. Yeah, like I can, yeah.
Blue.
You said blue?
Lou.
It is Slim.
Slim.
Oh, that's just Slim?
Slim.
Oh, that's just Slim. He almost family.
Chris, did you have that in your head? Did you have it right?
No, I did not have Slim at all. I was thinking something along the lines of a vowel of an O or a U vowel in there.
I kept wanting to say Rick. I was like, they didn't name the alligator Rick.
Yeah, that first one there. But that was the skinny guy. And it's like, no, that's not. And I thought, oh, and you too, Lou, that sounded right to me.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's as good a guess as any.
That's hard.
I think, so I've got Dan at 10, Chris at 8, Sean at 5, and it's Chris's turn, I think.
All right, Blue.
That's the name of the gator. No, I'm kidding.
Pick a different card. I've been using the same card, hoping we get different colors, but we keep getting repeats. What type of mines does Hakoda invent?
He invents stink mines. Or, wait. I mean, that was my answer, but I think it's stink and sink.
See, I would accept stink mines. Dan, well, I guess he's got to confirm.
My final answer would be, I think he calls him something, and Sokka laughs at it. I mean, my answer is stink and sink.
Sean, would you like to steal?
Ooh.
I'm gonna try just because I have plenty left. I'm just gonna say stink bombs. My best guess.
Tangle mines.
Tangle mines. That's not familiar to me at all. Interesting. Okay.
Wait a minute. What's the question?
What type of mines does Hakoda invent?
I guess bombs aren't mines.
I know stink was involved too, and in the Mechanist episode or the Northern Air Temple, wasn't there stink involved in that too? When they were fighting off the Fire Nation?
Mm-hmm. They use it for the gas leak and then they throw stink bombs.
Yeah.
Okay, Sean, I'll ask. Chris said stink and sink, and that is definitely something that Hakoda says in that, like, right as they're talking about the mines, he's doing up, like, at the top for a stink mine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, they're bingo mines.
I'm going to say accept it, but just to make the game closer to add some stakes here. That's my take. That would put Chris at 9, Dan at 10, and we're at about 2 minutes left. So add some heat. That's my vote. What do you think, Danny? All right,
let's do one last full round. Even if it takes 2 minutes.
For sure, yeah. So I'll go the first question of the last round, and then Dan and Chris in that order. So I think Chris is reading for me this. No, I can't remember who read for me last.
I think so. Yeah. We keep getting Blue. What is going on here? Blue. What type of animal transformed into the black and white spirit? What type of animal transforms into a black and white spirit?
Is he just a regular old panda? Like, just a plain panda? What's that panda doing? Because bears in this universe are just bears.
What if Bosco is a spirit in disguise? That's,
honestly, okay, I'm down. All right. potentially last question for each of you. It is Dan's turn.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. I wish there's a way for Sean to read the last question. All right. Yellow.
Which Kyoshi warrior does Sokka ask to train him?
Suki.
That is.
Can I get another one? A harder one?
It's feeling generous. It's feeling generous. That's nice. That's sporting.
I'm just going to keep asking. Who is Iroh's brother?
Oh, my God.
Come on.
Next.
Okay. Don't base it off of color. Just read the questions. Think, okay, which one doesn't seem to eat, like, super easy?
Nope, I know you know all those.
It's good. Dig through the box for some obscure crap.
You probably know this one. What does Iroh say some people call lightning?
Is it like cold fire or cold fire bending?
Probably would have. accepted. Cold-blooded fire.
Cold-blooded. Okay.
Oh yeah. I think I would accept cold fire. In the realm of the trivia panel, I think I would have accepted it.
This is one of my trivia questions that I used one time. Oh yeah. Oh, ask me one final question so we have a final score. Oh, I got a roll.
Or I thought maybe he was just gonna try to pick one like you did and give me the.
Oh sure, that's
reverse pick one treatment.
Those were all pretty much gimmies.
Throw the gimmies my way. Let me catch up a little.
Yeah, some of these are stupidly easy.
He's working extra hard, finding some.
Oh,
finding
so many of these are just like
shopkeeper name garbage. Yeah.
That was the last one. Is Doc and Hugh's third brother?
Huh? Naturally, whose name is.
What Doc works on the dock? Boat, I probably. No, there's no one that works on the boats.
Doc Shu and.
I'm Shu works at the shop. What is the third brother's name? There's Doc, there's Shu.
It's probably
Doc
Rick.
Doc works at the dock.
It's probably Rick.
Shu works at the shop. And there's another one, and I don't know where he works at. He's like, oh, we could get so and so who works at the blank.
Bushi. He loves cleaning rivers.
Bushi.
Yeah, because because that's a misdirect, right? Because it's like, yeah.
Okay. When asked the primary agricultural product of the air nomads, what does Aang guess?
Oh my gosh. Hey, okay. What does he guess? Because he's talking to Professor Z. Oh my gosh. What does Aang guess? I believe Aang would have guessed. It's the actual. I think what Professor Z says is like textiles or something like that. Or bison fur. It's shit. But Aang probably would have guessed pies or fruit, some type of bakery.
Fruit pies.
Oh, I'm proud about that one. There we go.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, for those.
I like the ones that I got to pull out of my butt.
That's logic. It's using logic to ride.
Yeah.
That puts us at a final point score of Dan 11 with some generous passes, and Chris at 10 with some generous passes.
Some generous. There's at least me.
And Sean at 6, and Chris and I used 2 steals each, one of mine unsuccessful. You two both shot a perfect 1,000% on your steals. Dan at 3, Chris at 2. Nicely done.
Nicely done.
I want to play this again.
We got in there 800 more questions. No, it was only 600 total, wasn't it? And we only made it through.
Yeah.
We only made it through about 150 questions.
Yeah.
Plenty of room to grow.
I feel like
it would have been better. Oh, go ahead, Dan.
I feel like next time we should come up with our own questions to ask, because these are all just about the main show, Avatar. We need some book questions, some novel, comic questions, some core questions, some like super deep lore questions, like. Did you guys know that Mae Whitman's mother voiced a character in one of the episodes?
That's kind of cool.
I assume she would have voiced Katara's mom in a flashback. That was voiced by Grey DeLuxe. I knew that. Probably some random obscure character. Probably not of any note. Forget who voiced Katara in the play.
I'm going to go with, like, the mom maybe, from the family that had the baby. I'm just going to say the mom.
I'm going to guess, yeah, some mom character. I'm going to guess the mom on the Serpent's Pass.
Haru's mother, book one, Haru's chapter six, mom. Imprisoned.
Oh, we only care about Haru's dad. Haru's dad is the focal point.
I don't care. I don't really care about Haru. So.
Other than that, he's handsome. Well, that's it.
Terrible.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, we can definitely do this again. I think that with creating our own, is we run the risk of, like, man, should have saved that one for the panel. You know, that's where the danger falls. But where the Trivial Pursuit is like the great equalizer of they're here and equally available. Dan, I'm trying to talk Chris into it, and I think I've got him talked into it. Playing Magic with me when the Avatar Magic cards come out in November. I've got some cards pre-ordered. We're going to relive the Yu-Gi-Oh! Glory days, but with Avatar and Magic the Gathering. It's going to be great. And I think I just saw they released... I'm not a huge Magic the Gathering guy, but I do enjoy it. But I saw they're kind of going Marvel and too much stuff all at
once. Yeah, they just released some Spider-Man. At least Spider-Man's on the front cover.
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah, Spider-Man and TMNT is on the way. Avatar. They're really just
whoring out this Magic the Gathering. They must run out of ideas.
I think they're just seeing that it's like easy money. I don't know how this is like, but. Kind of going a little too Marvel with it. But no, Dan, I've got him talked into that, so we'll play some Avatar-themed Magic the Gathering. That'll be great.
I need to learn how, which is great, because Cody loves it. Magic, she's actually going to a Magic night tomorrow.
Nice.
When she gets off work, because she knows I'll be at home watching football all day.
Appropriate.
And she's so excited for Avatar Magic coming out. She's like, we can finally learn Magic and you can play with it. And she's like, no, these are collector's items. I'm not playing with them. Are you insane?
You just get sleeves. And honestly, my cards and my Yu-Gi-Oh! Sleeves look great still.
Well, and the magic cards, like what Chris and I are going to draw out of, right, a box of booster packs, most of those aren't going to have a ton of value outside of sentimental or gameplay value. So, you know, yeah, you sleeve them up. And because they sell, because who is it, Wizards of the Coast? They are kind of the devil, and they sell their expensive stuff in like specific collector's packs that are like 10 times as much, not joking, like a pack of 11 cards as those collector's pack. And they'll be like $40 or something asinine, because Wizards of the Coast might be the devil. But, so the standard human drawing out of booster packs, probably not going to go too crazy on the value, but looking forward to it. Dan, it's a really good game at its core. Like the base game is good and crisp and fun. Expansive universe of it, a little messier, but the base rules there are good. Dan, thanks for being here. We'll definitely do it again sometime. We got plenty more trivia questions to go through. And thank you both for the idea and for leading the way through. My name's Sean. That guy over there is Dan. That guy down there is Chris. I'll leave all the information down in the description. Any likes, thumbs ups, positive reviews, bells, whistles, favorites, subs you can give us. We appreciate it all. And we'll see you next time.